Just about NORDAM today, they would employ nearly 3,000.
Yes.
Probably in 9 major aviation manufacturing repair facilities on about 3 continents. That
yes.
kind of wraps that up. When we've heard talk about how that started to what it is today, it's pretty remarkable.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It'll continue. Next generation, they've figured out what they want to do with it, and now they'll start doing it. You know, everybody, when you have a change in leadership, the style changes, mm-hmm. the culture of the company.
Sure.
It's just natural.
And you're fortunate that you've had leadership within the family that can continue it on.
Yes.
I mean, the Siegfried name stays on in that manner. Tell me about the ranch. You moved out to Wyoming. Tell us about that ranch that you secured out there and why you did that.
Well, I've always wanted to be a cowboy. My father, when we were growing up, always had some land and speculative development somewhere around Tulsa. Started at 21st and Sheridan. He owned a square mile there, and then it moved to 71st and Sheridan. Then it moved to 91st and Garnett, which is now Cedar Ridge.
So you're saying these were all
ranches that
ranches?
We had here where I learned how to be a cowboy.
Okay.
So I've always wanted to live on a ranch and physically work it to see what that was like, because I always did it part-time. You had to go to school. So Sherry and I found this ranch in 97 after moving around in Jackson Hole area since 88. It was not in good shape at all. Over 10 years, we rebuilt it. We lived up there for like 12 years full time. Gets a little cold in the winter. We had an entertainment facility that was an old filling station that we moved about a mile away after they were going to tear it down. It was a log structure that was built in 1910 or so. We moved it and made an entertainment facility where we take Fortune 500 type companies that were entertaining either customers or reward programs for super salesmen or just birthday parties. We rented it out and catered it and had music and horse demonstrations. And that went on for 10 years until the county says, we don't want you to do that anymore. Matter of fact, we don't want anybody in this county to do that. That's why we're leaving. The county is establishing so many rules because most of the land there is owned by the national parks or the feds. So it's a supply and demand, and you get so many people that want to be in that area, but for some reason, the culture of the people in Teton County, not Wyoming, they're not representative of Wyoming, want to control everything. Physically, it's getting tougher to live in that 20 below environment and feed your horses and stuff. So we decided we're coming home.
Your wife, Sherry, has been a trooper, hasn't she been, through all this?
She's been great.
But you're still a young man. What do you see for yourself as you come back to Tulsa?
Well, as long as I can get on a tractor and be out in the field, I'm going to bring my horses back here, and I have a place to do that. That's where I'll spend a lot of time. I'm looking forward to seeing some friends I hadn't seen in a long time. I'm not looking forward to the heat. We don't have that up there. We have no humidity. So there'll be parts that I'll miss, and it's time to come back, socialize a little more, and lay back. You know, I went up there to say that I was going to read books, and I don't think that I've read more than 3 in the last 12 years. It's just too busy.
And too much fun, right.